interest the Canadian people, as we are Canadian guys, and we respect you a lot, and we are really part of this country. I need the Canadian people knows exactly and clear, honest, what happened in the Middle East. We have a lot of problem in the Middle East. The problem, like Pacific, I can say it now, in Saudi Arabia. This is government, they do know anything about human rights or freedom or anything for their people. Anyone who live in Arabia, in Saudi Arabia, and he's Saudi, and this is country is not the name Saudi Arabia. This is name, they take this is name from the family Al Saud. The name of this is country, Bilad Al Hijaz. It's not Saudi Arabia. They change first thing, they change the name to under the family name. This is what happened there. After that, about the oil, this is very rich country and very poor people. The money just collected from the government, the princes and the king and their family. And who is secure this is family? The United States. They send the money to the United States to secure this is family. And the United States give excuse to this is government what they doing. No freedom, no human rights, no good education, no health. Anyone in Saudi Arabia, they looking for freedom or human rights, or they talking about they need a good life, a good health, a good education. Right away, this is government, take them to in jail and punishment them and killing them, and no one's know. Until now, a lot of people inside the jail under 25 years. No one knows what happened. Last thing happened, we have a member in Arabia Saudi, Sheikh Nimr. He's a member of the mosque. He's just talking, he has many speeches, just talking about human rights. He's just talking about freedom for everyone, Sunni or Shi'i, or anyone who's a human. He's just talking about them to give him a good life. Right away, the government, they can't stop this guy. Right away, he tried to kill him, they shooting him, and now he's in jail. And no one see him until now, even no one is from the human rights. Can't let the government let this anyone to see this, the Sheikh Nimr, what happened with him. Just his family last few days. His family, that's what they said. We have a lot of bruises now in his face. They shooting him. He's stopped eating or drinking anything since last 3 or 4 weeks. This is the human rights in Arabia Saudi. This is the government who sent, who helped Al-Qaeda. Government of Arabia Saudi secure Al-Qaeda around the world. And they send people from Al-Qaeda around the world to make a bomb and destroy the countries. Who's not follow Al-Wahhabiyya and Al-Qaeda? We are really, we need to ask the government of Canada, why guys you are not honest with Canadian people? Why you don't are not clear what exactly happened in Middle East? Why you are not clear with the media? That's exactly my question, and I need the Canadian people know that. The government of Arabia Saudi, this government killing anyone and put anyone in jail just looking for a good life. That's what happened there. And this government now secure from United States. And that's okay, we know that because of the oil. But I ask the government of Canada, why you are keep quiet? You are following United States or you are part from United States? We are Canadian and this is country. Why you follow United States for everything? United States, they now they secure Al-Qaeda in Syria, they secure Al-Qaeda in everywhere, and they fight Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan. What that means? We need to understand that. Even the government of Canada, they send the Canadian people to Afghanistan, fight Al-Qaeda. And same government, the government of Canada, they help Al-Qaeda in Syria. They send our money in Syria. Why they don't give our money to Canadian people for education, for a health, for a good life? We need that. We need ask the government why that. We are a human, guys. We love everyone. We like everyone. We respect everyone. But we don't like the people cheating us. We like to be honest. The government of Saudi are killing everyone now under green light of Arabia, of United States. We need to change this government. government. We need to stop everyone who said I'm a king. Who is but you a king? No, this is scattered for everyone. And I heard last few days from United States, like the house, the White House. I don't think that this is White House. I heard excuse for the government of Saudi to do everything to secure the country. Because of this is history place, because of Mecca and Medina. No, this is not excuse. And Mecca and Medina for everyone around the world. For all Muslims, not for Al Saud. We need the people know everything about that, guys. This is government says when he take this place, he just take the money. And he just secure themselves. And he killing their people. And now he send a group around the world, Al-Qaeda, and killing another people.
Shame, Al Saud.
Shame, shame, Al Saud.
Shame, shame, Al Saud.
Shame, shame, Al Saud.
Shame, shame, Taliban.
Shame, shame, Al-Qaeda.
Shame, shame, Al-Qaeda.
Shame, shame, United States.
Shame, shame, United States.
Shame, shame, United States.
Shame, shame, United States.
Shame, shame, Al-Qaeda.
Shame, shame, Al-Qaeda.
Shame, shame, Saudi.
Shame, shame, Saudi.
Shame, shame, House of Terror.
Shame, shame,
Al Saud. We are here now, just like guys, we like you to know everything. We like you know because I know the media in Canada, it's never clear. They are not honest with you guys. This is media cheating you. They bring the news from Al Jazeera. Al Jazeera media and Al Arabiya media. This is two media. It's the honor of this is two media, Al Saud and Al Khalifa and Qatar. That's what happened. If you need to know, guys, you should to ask the people who's from there. Should to ask the people who just looking for human rights. We're not looking for what is your religion. I don't care what is your religion. We respect each other. We are human rights. We are human. We are Muslim and Christian and Jewish. We should respect each other. You should ask this question. The media, Al Jazeera and BBC and Al Arabiya, this is cheating us, guys. And cheating you. We're looking for the human. We're not looking what your background. What your background, God will judge you, not Al Saud. God send us here for peace and love and make a good life, not to killing each other. Al Saud killing the people who said like what I said now. I believe. After this day, I can't be enter Arabia Saudi. I believe that, but I don't care. I believe if I go now to try to go to Hajj, never can give me a visa to enter Hajj because I'm talking right. I believe that, and I don't care. We are looking for the human being, guys. That's what we need. The Canadian people knows, and everyone around the world knows. We're looking for the real freedom, not the freedom for Al Saud need. Like example, and anyone who is here who said that is not correct or you're lying, come to me. I can improve everything for them. The princes of Arabia Saudi, in Arabia Saudi, any woman, she can't be out with a man. She can't drive a car. She can't even watch a game, football game. Even if she likes to take a scarf, she can't. They put her in jail. But their family, the king of the family, we can see them now in Hawaii, Cancun, Cuba, United Kingdom, Switzerland. They are with a bikini. That's exactly what we have there. They give themselves everything, okay. But for another people, it's not. This is Islam. This is not the Islam. The Quran never said killing each other. Muhammad Prophet never said killing each other. The Quran said respect each other and love each other. And you are respect the human being. This
ISIS people, they follow themselves. They have mental problem issues. That's exactly what we have in Arabia Saudi. And I told you, this is the name is not Saudi. This is the name, the country, Bilad al-Hijaz. That means this is the country for everyone around the world, not for Al Saud. That's what we know. And you can know. And I think if BBC or Global News or CTV, because I know this is media, it's lying. Last few weeks, the princess from the king's daughter, she is going to United Kingdom to ask about refugee. Go ask her why. You are the daughter of the king, and she's 40 years old. Why she's going to United Kingdom to ask for freedom and refugee? Because she knows their family. They are terrible family. They're killing the people around the world because of the oil and the money. That's exactly what happened. Anyway, thank you for everyone who's coming. Anyone who's listened to us, thank you for everyone. But I can't say thank you to government of Canada. I never said that because this is government help Al-Qaeda. Why? Why you send a Canadian people to Afghanistan fight Al-Qaeda and you help Al-Qaeda in Syria? Why? We respect everyone who here and we love everyone. And we are Canadian. You are Muslim or Christian or Jewish, we are a human being. We respect you guys. Thank you for everyone. Thank you.